Bavakama Perigimu Mishnah Aleph. We're going to be learning now, Bez Hashem, the dinim of Boer. Over here, the first few Mishnahs are not talking about digging a hole, we're talking about putting down something in the Rishus HaRabim, and somebody comes along and trips over it. The idea of a Mikshul Rishus HaRabim doesn't have to be Kalosh Naposu, Ki Yichra or Ki Yiftach Ish Boer, even without digging, putting something down, which becomes a Mokke Mikshul in Rishus HaRabim, is also a Momen HaMazik of Boer. Hamaniach es hakad b'shus harabim. Somebody put down his kad, his container, vessel. There's two types of, the Gemara makes reference to. There's a kad and there's a chovis. Because the Mishnah over here starts with kad, famous Lashon in the Gemara that used as an expression in Yiddish. Posach b'kad u'masayim b'chovis. The Mishnah later on says chovis. The Mishnah says, kad and chovis are interchangeable terms, but they're different sizes. And the question is, what happens if somebody pays a merchant for a kad and he gets a chovis? Which one did he mean? Or his stam says a kli. Does it mean a kad? Does it mean a chovis? The Gemara goes off into a discussion about that. But the Mishnah says over here, he put down his kli. We might add that Hilchas Bor, we pointed out in Perek Aleph, that Momen HaMazik, one of the chidushim of Bor, is that it doesn't have to be his. If a person digs a hole in Rosh Hashanah, there's nothing there that he owns. He has to own the fact that he caused hezek to somebody else, but there's nothing that he owns. The lashon of the Gemara is that hadava ene b'shusay v'asah hakosuv ki'ilu hu b'shusay. But over here we're talking about a kad. He put it down. This kad really is his. So when he puts down that kad b'shusay rabim, ubo achar v'niskal bo, somebody else came. V'niskal bo means he tripped over it. Ushvara. And he broke the kad. Potter. It should be self-evident. If somebody puts down a kad in the middle of the street and I go over it not having seen it, it's not my fault. Now, the answer to that, why it wouldn't be so pashut, is because didn't we learn at the end of the second perek that odem ud loylam? So why wouldn't we say that a person is chayiv? When he steps on the kad and he breaks it, that's odem amazik. Odem amazik is chayiv even ba'inis. We learned according to many rishonim, at least b'shoigik. It should be chayiv. The answer is that that's not called a maisa mazik because it was put in the street. Faket. The one who's guilty over here is the one who put it down the street. And then the Mishnah continues. Vim huzak bo. Not only the person walking down the street broke it, but primarily he tripped over it and he got hurt. He was huzak bo. He was damaged al yidei. Bal hachov is chayiv b'nizkoi. Like we said, the Mishnah starts with kav. The Bal HaChovis, the owner of the vessel, is Chayiv Benizko. He's Chayiv, that's a bar. Nishbara Kadoi B'Shus HaRabim. Here we're not talking about something was there and somebody tripped. We're talking about somebody tripped. He was walking along the street and he tripped. Not on something, he fell. The Kad flew out of his hand, smashed in the street, and there was oil in it, water or something else that was slippery, sticky. V'huchlak echad b'mayim. Somebody tripped on the water and fell and hurt himself. Oy shaloko b'char oseo. Or somebody tripped over the pieces of broken kad that are strewn about in the street. The halacha is chayiv. Reb Yehuda oymen b'miskavin chayiv eni miskavin potu. L'chavon somebody tripped, it's always eni miskavin. What does the Mishnah mean to say? The Gemara explains, b'miskaven over here doesn't mean he meant to drop it. Nobody means to drop a kad in the street. B'miskaven means that the Baal HaKad still wants the pieces of cheres and the mayim that fell. That means they're still his. He wasn't mafkir them. Then he's chayiv because it's his thing in Rosh Hashanah. He didn't mean to put it there, but l'maisa it's his thing that's there, so he could be chayiv. Be'enim miskaven, potter. If the stuff is broken now, okay, fafalin, the water is all over the street, the oil, an oil spill on the street, pieces of cheres strewn about, then he's potter. That means like this, work backwards. Reb Yehuda is saying on the Etzim Zach that he tripped and fell and created a bar. Do we look at that as a maisa kriyas a bar? No. Why? The Gemara calls this nitkal, somebody who trips, is not nechshav a pasheya. Tanakama holds a nitkal pasheya. Avada, he's a klotz. And a klutz is considered a pesher. That's considered a mice of kiyiftach or kiyichreish bar. The Yehuda says no. He can't be chayiv als the putting it there. He can be only chayiv if he retains ownership of the mayim, whatever spilled, and the pieces of the cheres, the pieces of cheres that are there. And we have to add, if nitka lav pesher, what happens if immediately somebody else tripped? He spilled, 5 seconds later somebody fell over while he's still lying dazed on the ground. So vayti is not chayiv. It's only that there's enough time to take it, and he's cavalier about it. He leaves the stuff there, since it's his, and now it's in the street, he could be chayiv al niskeyem, because a person is achroi for things that are lying in the street. Now, even though be'etzem, bor, in the classic sense, ki yiftach achiche ish bor, is not mechayiv that should be yours, like we said, that's goof of the chiddush of bor, that asoya kosov kilu b'shusay, but that's for sure, the chazal understand, that if something is his, even if it wasn't yiftach achiche, that's the chiddush over here. It wasn't yiftach yichra because the putting it down there was bainis. Nitkal is lav pesher. We look at it, it's not his fault. And if it happened immediately, he's not chayiv. He's chayiv only because his thing is a michshol. His owned mayim or cheres is a michshol b'shus harabim, and he had a chance to be misalik. The ability to be misalik it from there, and he wasn't, itself would be considered a kiyum of ki yiftach l'chiyichra. He's a balabar, he's chayiv. So in summary, there's two ways that a person could be chayiv on niske bor that tripped somebody b'shus harabim. One way is when he actually created the bor, and he created that b'pshia. That's ki yichra and ki yiftach. And there, even though it's not m'moinu, he's chayiv because asoya kosov kilu b'shusoy. He created the michshol b'shus harabim. The other way is where the actual putting there of the michshol is not his fault. Niska lav pesher. And it fell there. And he's chayiv only because his momen is in the Rishus HaRabim tripping somebody. That's why he's chayiv. The only machlokes over here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is only whether niskal is pesher and it's considered a kriyas habor. Now we have to add one more detail. If a person trips, he's tripping over the pieces of cheres that are on the floor, or the mayim, he slips. There's two ways he could hurt himself. He could hurt himself over there, in that place. That means he falls and he bangs himself in the wet ground. And with that, he bangs himself. And because of that, that's considered a bor. Or he could trip and he goes flying and he bangs his head someplace else. That banging the head someplace else is really not that the damage was caused by Yidei the bor. The michshol is the bor, but the actual damage is Beloshna Gemara Yidei Karka Olam. So that would be considered not more than a grama. That's not considered his hezek, that he wouldn't be chayv. Mishnah Beis. Hashefich mayim b'shus harabim. Somebody spills water b'shus harabim. V'huzek bohen acher. Somebody else slipped in the water and he hurt himself. Chayv ben iskoy. This should be obvious. It sounds like Imam just spilled it out. Why does the Mishnah have to say this again? So the Gemara says over here, we're talking about a case where you can't look at his spilling of the water as a dvar hezek. He did attack a biyadiyah, but he was allowed to. The Gemara brings into Santa Zach, in the times of Chazal, there were times of the year where people were allowed to spill out water. And the streets anyways are full of a lot of mud and water and whatever it is, and the fields get flooded, so one is allowed to let the water out to run down the street. He's allowed to do it, but lamaisa, if somebody falls in that water that he created, he'll be chayv. So you can't look at the flooding the street with water as criminal activity, but lamaisa is going to be chayv. Do it at your own risk. And that's the chiddush of this Mishnah. Hamatznias ha-koitz v'esaschuchis. Somebody hides, Miloshen tzanua, matznia always means in Mesach Shabbos, to hide something. A koitz means he has thorns, something sharp that somebody could get hurt on. Schuchis, broken pieces of glass, for sure a person could get hurt on. Va'goyder is g'deiroi ba'koitzim. Or he makes a fence and he puts on something sharp. And he uses what he has available, which is thistles, like bushes. And he pulls the bushes along the Rishus HaRabim, and there's pieces sticking out. And because the wall is not smooth, somebody's walking down the street, and he rips his jacket. The Goder Shenofal Rishus HaRabim, a Geder that fell into Rishus HaRabim, his stone fence. fell into Rishus HaRav, somebody got hurt, Acherim, Chayvin is Kanis Chayv, and we have to add a detail. The Gedesh and Ofel Rishus HaRavim, a fence falls down. It's not the fault of the fence owner. So either we're talking about where it was his fault, because they came, they told him from the village that they gave him a citation that he has to take it down. It's called the Kaisel V'Idlon, that they were mazir him from Bezdin, the Gemara says on Davov, to take down that fence. And now, okay, it's his fault, and it fell in, fell down. Or the case that we had, even if Niskalav Peshe, but Lamaisa, the stones he wants, because he wants to rebuild the fence. It's expensive material. Falls down, he wasn't mafka the stones. He doesn't want everybody to come and cart away the stones. But Lamaisa, he was very cavalier about taking the stones away. So Mela, he could be chayiv on that which was left to Rishus HaRav, even though he didn't throw it in to Rishus HaRav.